These images, so there's a suite of photographs of six images, and they're all called Almost Nothing, 1 through 7. And these particular images were shot in a place called Deception Island.
This is Todd McMillan. Todd is an artist and lecturer in the School of Design at the University of Technology, Sydney. And he's showing me pieces from his artistic work, There Is No Hope, a photographic series capturing the landscape of Antarctica.
So Deception Island is it's a prehistoric volcano, and one wall has collapsed, and there's a scientific term for that that I've forgotten. But essentially what happened was that, you know, sort of one wall has fallen, or a portion of the volcano has fallen, and so then it is filled with water. And so in the early 1800s, then that was filled with whales.
The whales would seek refuge in the base of this collapsed volcano and call it their home, until it was taken from them.
But this particular place, you know, sort of was shooting fish in a barrel. The whalers would come in, and then that way they'd be able to trap these whales in there. And so there would be all of these ships, you know, and, you know, all of these just men, you know, sort of men speaking in different languages, and what they dealt in was blood. You know, and then so they just killed whales, they killed each other, and then, you know, they would process this, they would process the fat, you know, on the land, and what is still there is the remnants of this sort of processing station and these big iron cylinders, and they've all now collapsed. As you can see in the foreground here, there are two crosses which then, you know, sort of signify, you know, sort of the human death that occurred there. Meanwhile, not recognizing that, you know, sort of the bottom of this volcano now, like, you know, literally has, you know, sort of tens of thousands of skeletons of whales that were then just slaughtered. You know, just that sense of so much death here. You know, I think everyone should really look into the history of whaling too, that, you know, a lot of, like, the Western wealth is built off the blubber of whales. You know, sort of New York itself is based off that. You know, the Derwent River in Tasmania was once full of whales. I've never, ever felt such a profound sadness than in this area. You know, that sense of, like, does the landscape actually have, you know, sort of a language, have a feeling? Like, this was one that was, you know, sort of palpable. You, the hair stood on the back of your neck, and, you know, there was almost, like, you know, sort of like a quiver. Like, it was so overwhelming.
This particular photo of Deception Island was just one in a series that crafts a visual story of not only Antarctica's history, but its future.
A lot of what underpins my work is this sense of, you know, the sense of the sublime, that the individual being overwhelmed when confronted with nature, and it's that point where it passes beauty to sort of encapsulate a sense of terror. And for me, there'd be nothing more, you know, nothing that speaks to that sentiment than Antarctica. For me to take photographs there, it was something that, you know, like, I think there is this sort of very natural attraction that we have for this place, this uninhabitable, this large place, this sort of ancient thing that was one of the last things that, you know, we were able to sort of futilely conquer. You know, like, we'd get down there and be the first one to get there, you know, for what?
For this actual exhibition, you called it There Is No Hope. That's a pretty grim title to have. Why did you call it that?
A lot of my work tends that way. There is, you know, sort of a melancholic sensibility, you know, that is sort of all persuasive in my work. And the actual title, There Is No Hope, came from a conversation I had with one of the scientists on board. And, you know, I'd engage them in a conversation because, you know, sort of it was really the evidence of climate change there is just undeniable. But I'd said, if we were really good kids, you know, like if there was, you know, sort of a growing awareness within the public, and then that, you know, sort of went to policy shift, and, you know, like what, you know, like what's the turnaround? Like if we actually got real about, you know, sort of, you know, the use of fossil fuels and actually, you know, sort of getting to, you know, sort of actual targets that, you know, are beyond petty politics, you know, like how long till this can be regenerated? And she said to me, well, she said, we're fucked. But, you know, like, I'll say that in another way, but that it's gone too far. So, you know, she'd say, you know, it basically explained to me that we've gone past that point of return. And so where we're at now is, you know, sort of about to sort of try and like slow rather than fix. And so that for me, you know, sort of became this sort of really interesting idea, you know, terrifying idea that, you know, there is no hope. There's no way for us, you know, to actually fix this. And it made me think of the scene from Annie Hall, like Woody Allen's film, where the young Alvy Singer, that was supposed to be the Woody Allen character, is sitting with his mother and he's in front of a doctor.
He's been depressed. All of a sudden he can't do anything.
And the doctor says, you know, like, why are you depressed? And the young boy says,
the universe is expanding.
The universe is expanding?
Well, the universe is everything, and if it's expanding, someday it will break apart and that will be the end of everything.
And so the scientist's reply is, well, that's not going to happen for millions and millions of years.
We've got to try and enjoy ourselves while we're here, huh?
You know, for me, you know, sort of in the face of ecological endgame, that became, you know, the doctor's response became sort of really indicative of what, you know, sort of the political positions of our leaders and of, you know, conservative media, and that sense of going, it's not going to happen for ages. So what are we worried about? Like, even if it's going to happen at all. And it's sort of like, you know, like 2% of scientists sort of are suggesting that it might not happen. Like, that's bullshit, you know. This sense of, like, what do we do? The sense of the blending of the ecological and the existential, the sense of if we're in an endgame, like, what do we do now? You know, do we just, like, forget it, you know, and enjoy ourselves while we're here? Do we just drink? Do we party? You know, do we just forget it and just sort of go all out, you know, whack the air conditioners on, drink more water from plastic? And, you know, like, what does it matter if it's all over? And so, you know, the idea of there is no hope then, you know, becomes a, a poetically, you know, sort of grim thing to say that there is no, but then what, you know, are we willing to actually at that point, like, as a species, are we able to go, well, stuff it? There is hope within me that is not something that we can say, that giving up wholeheartedly. And so to say there is no hope is to sort of, you know, provocatively suggest, are you willing to embrace that idea that there is none?